Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome to the third hour. Is it already the third hour of the Alex Jones Show? Wow, time flies when you're telling the truth, doesn't it? We're joined in this segment, continuing with Blair Hamrick, the whistleblower, former employee of GlaxoSmithKline, one of the key informants that went to the U.S. government that then took action and got a $3 billion settlement out of Glaxo. Now, we're going to continue with Blair for this segment and, in fact, for the next half hour. So I hope you can stay with us, Blair. But here's some of the stories we just spoke about. AstraZeneca tries to block generic drug approvals, gets slapped by the court. And there's just another case of pharmaceutical companies trying to interfere with free market practices that would actually benefit consumers. And this is routine. You probably weren't in that area of the company, Blair, but do you have any other knowledge about drug companies blocking generic drugs that would benefit consumers?
Well, you know, if they don't block, they can also do things like manufacture the compound for the generic companies. Many times after the drug is made, it gets the approval generically, and they were unsuccessful, you know, usually successful at making that time a lot longer. But then when the generic finally comes out, then they'll cut a deal with the generic house to manufacture either the raw compound, for them to press it into a pill, or maybe even manufacture it themselves. Sometimes sometimes they'll have two lines running at the same time, the exact same pill on each line. One's going in a generic bottle, one's going in a brand name bottle. I mean, there's a lot of malfeasance going on here.
Well, I mean, there's nothing, let's say, technically illegal about having a generic line, but where I have issues is, where are these drugs manufactured? Because I remember reading a lot of stories talking about manufacturing facilities, for example, in Puerto Rico and in India, right, where they would find machine parts in the pills, and they would find specks of paint from the machines.
Well, you know, Cheryl Eckert was the whistleblower in another Glaxo case about a year ago, where she was reporting malfeasance going on in Puerto Rico, where the drugs were mislabeled, all kinds of things, and even having the reports written to North Carolina in Spanish so that the people at the main office couldn't read the reports. So, unfortunately, Cheryl, because I was in sales, I'm a pretty good communicator, where Cheryl was on 60 Minutes, and she, you know, her specialty was something else. And so she wasn't a communicator, and so she was dismissed very quickly.
Really?
But her story is significant in itself. What these companies are doing, it's a very filthy business. And, you know, like I said to you in our last interview, I mean, what are they? They're a corporate defendant. And what's a corporate defendant? It's nothing but a table full of attorneys, you know, justifying behaviors, making it up. You know, I mean, when they can't justify a behavior, they just make a story up.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that in more detail. This segment is not carried by all of the radio affiliates. So when we get into the next segment, I want to ask you about CEOs being held criminally responsible, which hasn't happened yet, but I believe that should happen. And I want to get your views on that, Blair.
Sure.
How come these companies can simply admit to felony crimes, admit to fraud, admit to violating federal law, pay a fine, get away with it? Nobody gets arrested. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. And they just keep doing it over and over again. In this case, for example, Glaxo paid its $3 billion fine out of, quote, cash reserves.
Right.
Yeah, this company's so big, they have $3 billion sitting around. Can you imagine
that sitting around?
Hey, is there $3 billion under this table anywhere? They just pull it out, pay it to the government, and keep doing business. It's incredible. But stay with us, Blair. We've got to go to a quick break, and then we'll be right back on the other side with more insider details.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're continuing our interview with Blair Hamrick, the insider with GlaxoSmithKline. Thank you for joining us, continuing with us on the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of NaturalNews.com, filling in. And if you want to find some documents related to this story, they're on the front page of NaturalNews.com right now, by the way, a PDF that you can check out some of the court documents. I also want to apologize to the callers. We need to clear the board of callers that are in the queue right now, please, guys. And I want to invite new callers to come in to ask questions about medicine or the pharmaceuticals in particular, as we have Blair Hamrick on as a guest. And then, again, I apologize to the callers who are on the board about the gun confiscation issue, but maybe we'll bring that up later in the show. Again, get back to that. The number is 1-800-259-9231. So go ahead and call in if you've got questions or comments about Big Pharma in general. Just remember, Blair can't answer your health questions, and I cannot either. We're not doctors, so please don't ask us health questions. But Blair, getting back to you, we spoke about the importance of having some corporate responsibility for these kinds of actions. Why is it that nobody's going to jail? You know, nobody's being arrested. The CEO of Glaxo is not being investigated or prosecuted for these crimes that his company has admitted to committing. Why is that? How does that make you feel, man?
Well, I mean, it's the veil of a corporation. I mean, you know, a corporation is basically a sociopath, and they have so many veils of protection that you know, and so many attorneys, you know, nobody's going to face the music. And, you know, unfortunately, maybe somebody in the UK will wake up. I mean, I've already heard that some prime ministers in the UK are calling for an investigation of Glaxo to see if they really have changed like they say they have. And, you know, quite frankly, if they are a changed company, then why doesn't Glaxo HR give me a call and try to hire me back in their compliance department? I'd gladly go back to work for them in the compliance department.
Oh, yeah, I bet they would love that. You in their compliance department. But hey, who knows? Maybe that's some way they could actually show that they're serious about reforms. But here's something interesting. In the natural products industry, if a provider of cherry supplements is investigated by the FTC for what is essentially the same as off-label marketing or making invalid marketing claims, the FTC will often go in and seize all their inventory, shut down their entire company, seize the entire customer email list, seize all the computers, all the literature, everything. This happened to the Life Extension Foundation many years ago, by the way, in an FDA raid. Mm-hmm. And then they will require the company to refund the money to every customer in the history of that company. So my question is, as someone who's covered this journalistically, why doesn't the FTC or the FDA go in and require Glaxo to refund all the money from all the sales of these drugs that they admitted to off-label, fraudulent, criminal marketing? And wouldn't that make sense? Refund everybody.
Right. Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, listen. One of the things, I mean, I've suffered. My family and I have suffered for me blowing the whistle, no question. But I haven't suffered nearly as much as, say, some mother or father whose child committed suicide because their child's doctor was marketed, you know, Paxil for off-label. I mean, I keep that in perspective.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It would be a breath of fresh air if the punishment fit the crime. It really would be, because then it would be a disincentive, and the companies would stop doing the behavior.
That's the issue. You just nailed it right there, Blair. It's a disincentive because right now, let's say Glaxo might have made, I'm just guessing, $30 billion off of selling these drugs. So, okay, $30 billion, they set aside $3 billion and have a stack of cash in the CEO's office, let's say. That'd be a pretty big stack, even in fiat currency. But they take the $3 billion, when they get caught, they take the $3 billion, hand it to the feds, and say, we're going to keep doing business. And they never have to pay back their profits that they made illegitimately in the first place. So they just keep doing business. It's just a cost of business. It never ends.
And the way the law reads, the way the False Claims Act reads, it's supposed to be $10,000 per violation. So when you start thinking about every prescription, a $10,000 fine per violation, you know, the company's not allowed to do business with the, if convicted, the company's not allowed to do business with the federal government at all.
Well, and that's the other thing.
Pfizer setting up the dummy corporation to take the fall. You know, it's all smoke and mirrors.
Why does Medicare and Medicaid keep doing business with these companies that admit to felony crimes? Why does Obamacare force us to do business with these companies by forcing us to buy into a health insurance system? And I know your thoughts on, you know, you like the fact that everybody needs some kind of health care safety net. I understand that.
Right.
But shouldn't we have a choice and not be forced to do business with criminal companies?
I concur with that completely. I think that, you know, like our education system, everyone has a right to a basic high school education.
Right.
You know, I think that, you know, everyone should be able to get, you know, health care, but I don't think, you know, the way what's been proposed is the right way to go about it.
No, look, I used to live in Taiwan, and that's where I went out of college because we're in an economic recession at that time. And there they have a healthcare system that is kind of a government run system,
right. But
it's dirt cheap. An employer at that time, literally they were paying about $4 a month per employee for full coverage. $4 a month. Now today that might be $20 a month, but imagine if U.S. employers only had to pay $20 a month for each employee. I don't think there would be much debate about that. Part of the problem with Obamacare is that it's so expensive it bankrupts the companies. It bankrupts families, and now it's going to be hit with a tax. I mean, I didn't mean to get you into the political issue, Blair, but
sure.
You know, the criminality of the drug companies becomes an issue when we're forced to do business with those companies.
Right. I mean, you wouldn't do business with a known criminal if you could help it. I mean, you
absolutely
just
not.
And you know, one of the things that's interesting you brought up is the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States is medical bills.
That's right.
Medical bills. And I don't remember what the percentage was, but it's like of those people who declare bankruptcy, many of them have insurance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just because you have insurance doesn't guarantee that they're not going to come after you and bankrupt you.
Well said, Blair. Let's go to some calls. We've got callers on the line, and let's go to Cindy in Iowa first. Cindy, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your question?
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having this guest. I work at a research facility that has all the companies that y'all have named. I wanted to say that I don't think the efficacy of a lot of the drugs can be, you know, pure as they're reporting to the FDA when we perform procedures on subjects that they do these studies for a living, and you're supposed to have a 30-day washout, but yet they do, because there's not like a main database to show all the research places who has done a study, people will do it with those drugs in their system because of money and the financial benefit, way before 30 days. And I know this because I've been working at this facility over 10 years, and I've heard, you know, subjects talk. And so that is so, to me, how in this age of, you know, technology, how can that be going on? Because that's the efficacy and what y'all were talking about, the safetiness of these drugs.
So you're saying that... about the 30-day washout, you're saying that then they eliminate people from the trial that are having bad results to shape the data to look better, that kind of thing?
No, what I'm saying are the subjects, there's no regulation because the subjects are lying. They're going to other facilities before that washout and doing studies, and there's no database in the research industry
to have.
And so how can the efficacy of the drugs, you know what I'm saying?
They're actually involved in multiple clinical trials at the same time and stacking drugs and things like that.
Exactly.
Good question, Cindy. Thanks for your call. Blair, your comments on that. I know you weren't in the research side of the company, so
no.
Your comments may be limited, but does that ring a bell to anything?
Well, I mean,
what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I do know how to read the studies, and I can pick apart a good study and a bad study. And unfortunately, many of the people that have to be in these, you know, that are in these studies, they're doing it for financial reasons. They're not doing it because they just coincidentally happen to be at a doctor's office and have this disease state. So, you know, if you have people in multiple studies taking multiple products, then you're going to have, you're going to have skewed results, whether it's going to be, you know, skewed positive or skewed negative. You're not going to have you're going to have inappropriate results. You know, the results.
I was thinking, what kind of person would, I mean, I guess, you know, the economy is being destroyed by Obama policies. Well, virtually every president has been destroying the economy lately. But people are desperate for work and income. So, I mean, are they literally just selling their bodies into multiple clinical trials to get drugged up and paid something? That sounds like suicide to me.
I wouldn't do it. I mean, as desperate as I've been in the past 10 years, I wouldn't do it either. But you see it in the newspaper all the time, you know, drug study, we'll pay you for your time. And so, you know, you get to see the doctor for free. And so, you know, it's they coerce you into this. And, yeah, you become a human guinea pig.
Wow. Wow. And then, of course, well, I remember the quote. This was a pharma discussion behind the scenes. Why do you use human guinea pigs? And the answer is they're cheaper than monkeys. I mean, lab monkeys cost more money than paying a human down the street to do it. It's incredible.
Right. And you know, the animal rights folks, you know, would be offended if they, you know, if, you know, what they do
well,
to
and
the
rightly
rats
so.
And the monkeys
I mean,
and the rabbits. But with what they do to humans, it's, you know, hey, we got to get rid of all the human beings.
Incredible. And then there's experiments like in Nigeria on children. There's experiments in Guatemala on the prisoners that took place. The whole history, Jonas Salk and his experiments on antibiotics and prisoners and all kinds of things, mental asylums. Incredible. A lot more straight ahead. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CarnivoRa.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VenusFly, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Thank you for continuing with us. We've got Blair Hamrick for just about 5 more minutes, and thank you for continuing to stay with us, Blair. Wow, a lot of great information you've already shared with us. We've also got callers on the line. Are you okay to take another call, Blair?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Roger from Minnesota calling in. Roger, you're on the air. Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind?
Yes, first of all, I want to congratulate Blair for being a whistleblower because it takes a lot of guts and a lot of courage to do that. But what's on my mind, Blair might be able to respond to this too. I just had my first granddaughter about a year or so ago, and I've been able to convince my daughter and son-in-law of the evils of vaccination. I'm totally anti-vaccination, anti-big pharma. But my daughter has supposedly done some reading herself also, and she just thinks at a minimum my daughter should have, granddaughter should have two shots, the pertussis and the polio vaccine. Of course, I've read about Salk, I've read about the polio vaccine, and the reason my daughter thinks she ought to get the polio vaccine, they plan to travel, go to Europe, and of course India has a high incidence of polio, and I know it's caused by the vaccinations they're receiving over there. So my daughter is very intelligent, my son-in-law is very intelligent, and they respect me, they respect my knowledge, but I just can't get them to convince them, hey, don't give my granddaughter any vaccination. None of them are any good.
Well, you know, the polio vaccine, I mean, we've run those right here on InfoWars. I'll ask you, Blair, for your comments in a second. I know you weren't involved in the vaccine division there, but, you know, the polio vaccine has had stealth viruses, SV40, in it throughout history, and there's a lot of paralysis happening today in India in particular from the vaccine itself. So people get the vaccine, and then they end up with paralysis. So we know these vaccines are not clean. I mean, just come on, just look at, the caller's right. You can't trust these companies. Blair, your thoughts.
Well, I tell you what, I was watching Alex's show, a couple of weeks ago, and he had I forgot the lady's name who has that movie that's on Alex's website, The Common Good.
Oh yes, right. I don't recall her name at the moment either. Manukian, right.
Right. And you know, I haven't seen the film, but I did see her interview, and I found her interview captivating. I like the fact that, you know, she's not so skewed one way or the other. She's trying to bring both sides of the issue and let you decide for yourself. So I would recommend for Roger to buy that video.
I think that's great.
I haven't seen it, so I can't endorse it.
That's a great idea. In fact, I think that's available at InfoWarsStore.com, isn't it? The video.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think so. And I'm not sitting here trying to pimp one of your products. I mean, I'm just, but at the same time, it's information is power.
I think it's important to hear both sides of the story. First, there's the deceptive, evil, lying pharma side, and then there's the truth side to the story. So, yeah, hear both sides. I mean, hey, if you want to believe, folks out there, if you want to, you know, be injected with the DNA and RNA fragments from diseased animals, you know, go ahead, get vaccinated. Bill Gates wants you to be a lower population. Infertility, reduce human population. You can be part of that. You win the Darwin Award. You can give yourself the Darwin Award by getting vaccinated. That's my answer to that. Let's take another call, Blair, because I love those calls. We've got Ed in Arizona now joining us. Ed, you're on the air with Blair Hamrick. Go ahead.
Hey, great to talk to both of you guys. I just wanted to get your take on the massive drugging of the youth we have going on in America right now. I, as a teenager, was kind of rebellious, kind of questioning the system. So, you know, my parents, they meant no harm. They thought they were doing what was best for me at the time, took me to see a doctor. And long story short, got put on a Effexor and had some real nasty side effects. Mm. I mean, yeah. I turned just into an absolute zombie, gained a bunch of weight. I mean, there's no way you can wake up if you're taking those drugs. So I just wanted to get your guys' take on that.
Good point. Go ahead, Blair.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I mean, unfortunately, you know, what pharmaceutical companies have done to bastardize the research, you know, and, you know, when I was a rep, they used to call, you know, other reps from competing companies would call Effexor side Effexor. And, you know, I mean, just beating up drugs for no reason. But, you know, I don't know whether it was a primary care physician that put you on the medication or whether it was a psychiatrist that did so. I mean, you know, unfortunately, these compounds have side effects and they're dangerous. So, you know, to cavalierly, I mean, I'm sure your parents were just trying to help you out. And because, you know, going through, you know, the problems of adolescence. But, you know, I mean, for instance,
childhood is a disease, I guess, is the thing.
It's called the human condition.
Okay.
You know, people get sad.
Blair, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for joining us. It's been an inspiration to hear you telling the truth. You're awesome. And please keep us posted about the outcome with the Department of Justice.
Will do. I really appreciate you having me.
All right. Great to have you on. That was Blair Hamrick, everybody. And I'll talk to you after the show, Blair. Just touch base with you. A great guy, just willing to tell the truth. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in here. And by the way, you know, I heard an ad on GCN during the previous segment. I just want to give a shout out to the stuff that I know works. That was an ad from Ty Bollinger with Carnivora. That's the real deal. You know, a lot of the products, actually, that get promoted on InfoWars are things that I've done research on previously, sometimes years ago. For example, the Mahdi Phylan, I interviewed the founder of that company years ago and talked about it and really researched it. It's the real deal, too. The brown seaweed extract and the carnivora, these are powerful. They can't even tell you in the ad everything it does because of FDA regulations, but really good stuff. So here's what we're going to do for this segment, for the rest of the show. I'm going to take a lot of your calls, and at this point, it's a free-for-all. You can talk about the issues from the first hour, the gun confiscation, You can talk about healthcare and medicine, anything you want. You can ask me a question, and then I'm going to intersperse that with some additional breaking news. But just very quickly, lemonadefreedom.com is something you need to check out. That's coming up August 18th, a protest about being able to sell lemonade in a lemonade stand without being harassed by local police. I've also got news about BPA, but not what you think. It turns out that all these BPA-free bottles now, many of them are using something worse, BPS. Yeah, it's a different chemical. So, and by some studies, it is, 15 or 19 times more absorbable in the skin than BPA, and it may be just as toxic. It's another hormone mimicking chemical. So now that when BPA got a bad rep, then a lot of these companies said they reformulated with BPS and then started claiming BPA free on their products or the grocery receipts. And that's another big source, by the way. If you go to the grocery store or anywhere that you get one of those receipts that's kind of slick, that is loaded with toxic BPA or BPS. So if you handle those receipts, wash your hands before eating anything. Do not touch food after touching those receipts. Or you might become, if you're a male, you might get literally chemically, hormonally feminized. That's what the chemicals do. You know, say what you want, but that's what the chemicals do. It's cause and effect in basic biochemistry. But now let's go to the first caller that we've got in the queue here. Sky in North Carolina is now you're on the line with Mike Adams here. Hello, Sky. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you. My question was for Blair, but you probably can answer it. I'm calling to get an information download on the drug Cymbalta or the drug maker that makes Cymbalta. My grandma just recently fell ill. She's been to three major hospitals. No doctor can tell what's wrong with her. They can't figure it out. And I'm looking at her medical records, and I'm seeing where they prescribed Cymbalta to her for no real reason. And then right then when she started taking that drug, she just went into a zombie coma state.
Well,
I'm wondering if you knew anything about that.
I'm not going to comment on specifically on a brand name drug like that, but you can do your own research, and that's what I encourage you to do. Search for Cymbalta side effects or Cymbalta clinical trials. You sound like a very well-informed, intelligent guy. You'll be able to do some research and find out. And then, hey, ask for the package insert from the physician and read the side effects right in the package insert. Most physicians haven't even read that insert, so that'll give you a wealth of information. You might be able to find that insert states the side effect that your mother experiencing or your grandmother?
About on the show, we can't really trust those inserts, or we can't trust what I can look up and find because the studies and the tests were all BS, basically.
But the inserts will list the side effects. They are required to list the side effects that normally aren't talked about in the advertising. So go ahead and do that job. And I think you're correct to be skeptical. I'll leave it at that. I wouldn't take that drug myself. And if I had a family member that was on that drug or basically almost any pharmaceutical, I would encourage them to find safer alternatives to get off of those drugs. Let's go to another caller. And thank you for your call, Sky. But let's go to Sheldon in Wisconsin. Sheldon, you're on the air on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I have a question for you. I work in an inner city clinic. And I've noticed that a lot of our kids are over-vaccinated. The mammograms is off the chain and everything like that. But here's my question. I was telling a bunch of my friends about apricot seeds, how I would crack open the core of the apricot and eat the seeds out of it.
Yep.
And a friend of mine was telling me about a physician who overdosed off the cyanide poisoning of apricot seeds. Is there anything to that, or I don't know.
It sounds like a scare tactic. I've eaten lots of apricot seeds in the past, and they do contain what's sometimes called vitamin B17 or laetril. In fact, our earlier guest, Ed Griffin, has an entire book on that. I think it's called The War on Cancer I forgot the exact title of it, but you can check that information out by Ed Griffin. It is basically a natural chemotherapy agent. Now, has somebody ever been harmed by it? I don't know, but they try to tell these scare stories about colloidal silver. They try to scare people away from colloidal silver with these myths that it'll do weird things to you. That's complete disinfo. The real threat is the pharmaceuticals and the vaccines. And you get things from nature, they tend to be orders of magnitude safer and more effective. So I've eaten many of those apricot seeds myself. Hey, I'm still here. I have no cancer. I have no health insurance, and I don't have a doctor. Not looking to get one anytime soon either. I'd rather eat something out of nature than out of a pharmaceutical lab. So that's a good question from you. Thanks for bringing that up. Craig, in Oklahoma, you are on the air. Craig, go ahead, please.
Mike, howdy from above the Red River from you. Wanted to comment on, I'm a recently disabled peer support specialist for the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services in Oklahoma.
Yes.
So I'm no longer employed there, and I'm so glad to get hold of you, because with Big Pharma coming under the microscope like they are, I'm kind of tying into something as far as a conspiracy. Mike, in 1963, the State Memorial Hospital in Oklahoma had over 2,000 beds. Today, there are only little over 100 beds at the State Mental Hospital. Now, let me tell you something that's wrong with this picture. The state's number one expenditure compared to any and all expenditures combined in the state of Oklahoma for psychotropic medications is the Oklahoma County Jail. And I've written Senator Coburn, I've written Senator Sparks. Coburn's a U.S. Senator, Sparks is, and I always get this really good feedback from him, but nobody seems to want to, to get this information published.
What's the thrust of it? You're saying that the top two expenditures are jails and mind-altering drugs? Is that the thrust of your call?
No, pharma, psychotropic medications.
Yeah, pharma.
The state of Oklahoma's number one expenditure for psychotropic medications is not the mental health service combined or anything. The number one expenditures
is the drugs.
Oklahoma and Tulsa County jails.
No, I think you're right on. But the point is, these states are going broke under the corrupt collapsing society that they're building, which is going to be prison run. You know, everybody's going to be thrown in prison, and if you don't go along with the system, you got to be on your psychotropic drugs. You're going to be considered mentally unhealthy or mentally impaired if you oppose authority. That's another thing. In fact, the DSM, for the psychiatry industry, has a disorder called oppositional defiance disorder, or ODD. That means if you are against authority in any way, for example, the government says, you gotta start recycling your plastic bottles, and you say, no, I don't. Then you get diagnosed with an oppositional defiance disorder, put on psychiatric drugs, and perhaps thrown in one of these jails. Thank you for your call, by the way. It's a good point on what the priorities are in society now, why we've got to change that and get back to liberty, to freedom, to health, to raising healthy children and keeping them informed. I'm going to go to another call in just a second, but first let me read you a news story. The FDA has been caught spying on emails of its own scientists in a huge surveillance operation. That's up now on the web, Infowars.com, naturalnews.com is carrying that story. Also, check this out. The USDA has published a graph that is the adoption of genetically engineered crops in the U.S. Let me give you some light here in the studio in case you want to get a shot of that. It shows that these three main crops, soybeans, cotton, and corn, are headed toward 100% adoption across the planted acres in the U.S. In other words, it means that the GMO imperialism that is taking place in America has achieved almost 100% adoption in many of these areas. It's 70 to 80% on some. Some are herbicide tolerant crops. Others are insect resistant crops. They're all genetically modified. Now we're showing the graph on screen for you right there. This is right out of the USDA. And you see all these lines going straight up into the 100% or approaching 100% range. That means very soon, if we don't stop this thing, guys and gals, everybody listening, if we don't stop this genetic pollution and this agricultural intellectual imperialism, this destructive genetic approach to agriculture, we're going to end up with 100% of the soybeans, corn, and cotton all being genetically modified. Let's go to another caller, Allie in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead, Allie.
Hi, Mike. It's so nice to talk to you. I listen to the show every day, and I've never called in before, but when I heard Blair's story, I had to call in because I used to work for a company that managed that Speaker Bureau program.
Really? Tell us more.
Yes. Well, they paid out. We paid out those honorariums, quote unquote, to speakers to go around and tell other doctors to prescribe. And get this, the company's name that I worked for was called Scientific Voice. That's some Orwellian speak right there. But we would pay them up to $3,200 for an hour's worth of work. And these doctors got to think that they were rock stars. They would go around thinking that they were so cool and, I mean, making a living off of talking to other doctors. And honestly, the only thing bigger than their heads was their wallets. They were so egotistical and so rich from it. It was insane.
Well, this is awesome that you called, Allie. Let me ask you some more questions then. So your company was the in-between that like a pharma company would hire your company to sign up a lot of doctors to be speakers and would manage that relationship?
Exactly. And we would try to manage all of the little regulations in between. What Blair was saying earlier also about the slide presentations that the doctors would use, absolutely those were written by the marketing people. My direct clients were the marketing people at Sanofi Aventis, AstraZeneca, Wyeth, and absolutely the doctors were paid to prescribe.
Prescribe. What was the behavior of the doctors? Were they willing to sell out to get this money? What was their attitude about all this?
Are you kidding me? They loved it. They would like tack on these speeches into a vacation. They would go off. They would have dinner, lunch, breakfast with other doctors, and then get the hotel paid for them, get their airfare paid, and they would take a couple of days also extra and just go on vacation.
And these are the people responsible for your health, many people believe. Remember that, folks. When you go see your doctor, you're probably dealing with a criminal who accepted bribes. That's what these are. These are bribes. These are kickbacks. But they were never talked about that way, right, Allie? They were just sort of honorariums, that kind of language.
Absolutely. And it's so funny because I'm sure all of the listeners right now are shocked by this. This was every day obvious for us. I knew it was wrong in my heart and my soul. I knew that this was wrong, which is why I had to get out of it. But it was so blatantly obvious what was going on. But everybody just like sheep kept walking toward the edge of the cliff, just kept doing it, just didn't care. I mean, the doctors wanted the money. The reps were getting money. They were the more that prescriptions that they got, the better their sales were, the better their region did, the more kickbacks they got. Everybody was in on it. Everybody was complicit. It was not a big secret. Everybody knew what they were doing.
So, Allie, we're not going to break yet, but when we do, could you stay on the line? We want to get your number and talk to you off the air. You don't have to share your name or make it public or anything, but I'd like to talk to you more. It sounds like you know some other inside details that the public needs to know about this. Would you be willing to give our producers your phone number?
Sure. I'd love to talk to you guys. Thank you.
Okay, great. Yeah, just don't give it live on the air. You get a million calls. But so let me ask you some other questions. So how many doctors overall did your company deal with in your estimation?
I mean, it was doctors for each and every single drug. So it was for instance, Sanofi Aventis had their overall list of quote-unquote speakers, and then each individual drug had their speakers. It had to be thousands.
Wow. And what was the highest amount that you saw paid to doctors for these speaking gigs?
$3,200 was the highest that I ever saw. Well, it was for usually that was for a day's work. But I mean, they could very easily. There were sometimes where they would make up to maybe $1,500-$1,800 for an hour for a visit, a lunch, breakfast, or dinner. But they could go do a breakfast and then a lunch and then a dinner, stack it up, and all of a sudden they're racking up $5,000 or $6,000 a day.
Yeah, that's what Blair was telling us, exactly that. They would do a breakfast speech, a lunch speech, a dinner speech. And, of course, all the meals are paid for by the drug company. The travel was paid for. The hotel was paid for. Even other things, you know, like tickets to concerts and baseball games and Disneyland and places like that were paid for by the drug companies. And then the doctor would walk home from this vacation with an extra, you know, 12 grand in their pocket for 2 days of giving speeches while they eat.
Absolutely. And oh, there were so many little things that they could get reimbursed for: dry cleaning, meals at the airport, just little anything that was incidental toward the trip. They got picked up, too.
So how did, but what was your position then? Were you recruiting doctors, or what exactly did you do?
Yes, I would recruit the doctors based on the representatives, the pharmaceutical reps' suggestions. So they might find a doctor who they thought was in on the deal, so they'd submit their paperwork to get this doctor signed up to be on the speakers bureau, and then I would just physically coordinate the meetings and cut the check. So I would set up to get the speaker's airfare, hotel, and get him the slide presentation, everything he needed to do to go to this meeting. I would set up the on-site meeting, you know, all of the little details. I mean, it might be a meeting that had 50, 60 people. It might be one doctor, like Blair was saying. There were times where the doctor would get paid $2,000 to go talk to one guy.
Wow, that's funny, because I volunteer here to talk to 2 million people. I do it because I believe in liberty, but these doctors are just pocketing money to tell lies about pharma. It's all propaganda education. Amazing.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. I'm really glad you called. So you said in your heart you felt you knew this was wrong. Did you eventually leave because of that? Obviously, you're not working with that organization anymore. What happened?
Yes, it was my first corporate job out of college, so I was maybe 23, 24. I was just happy to be getting a paycheck, and honestly, I didn't know what I was doing at first.
Allie, stay with us. We got to go to break. Sorry to interrupt you. We got to go to a quick break, but stay with us, if you would, please, Allie. We'll be right back on the other side with a lot more. Stay with us, folks.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number four, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. TGen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in TGen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Continuing here with our caller, Allie, who helped coordinate these kickbacks, these that would have been called bribes to doctors, these so-called speaking fees. You know, here's what's going on here, folks, and you're getting this here first on Infowars.com, The Alex Jones Show. There is a revolution taking place in medicine. The exposing of the pharma crimes, the mafia, the corruption, it's all coming out. The whole thing is a facade of just disinformation, falsified clinical trials, doctors getting kickbacks, FDA bureaucrats getting paid off, CDC officials getting lucrative multi-million dollar jobs with the vaccine manufacturers. It is a giant orgy of corruption that's called medicine. And if you take that medicine out there, folks, if you take these drugs, if you take these vaccines, you are a sucker of these industries who are using your body to make profits for their own rich, filthy rich executives. You are a sucker if you fall for that. And the doctors are going to line you up for it too, because they're making money under the table at the same time. You trust your doctor? You're a fool. Let me tell you, you trust your doctor? Unless that doctor is into holistic health and alternative complementary medicine and understands nutrition, if you trust a mainstream drug-taking, drug-pimping doctor, you're a fool. And yeah, you can quote me on that. And we're going to continue with Allie right here, who's on the phone. Allie, amazing information that you were bringing to us. It just backs up everything else that we've been talking about here with Blair Hamrick, the Glaxo whistleblower, all the other information that's coming out. What do you think about the big picture, Allie?
Well, I think, as you said, don't let them use your body, but more importantly, don't let them use your mind either. As I was saying before we broke, I was just a young kid doing this job, and I just needed the money. And as I got deeper and deeper into it, I worked for the company for 3 to 4 years. I knew it was wrong. I was unhappy every day. I just felt bad and icky in my soul. So I got out. I started my own business. I'm completely unrelated to pharmaceuticals, but I started following my own passion and my own heart. And that's what the overall message is. Follow your passion, follow your heart, and you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I bet you made less money, but your soul felt better for it. Is that accurate?
Oh, I'm making a fraction of the amount of money that I made, but I'm happy. I feel like a happy person now. Yeah. I never had that before.
What do your family and friends say about all this? Are they aware of what you just shared with us, that all this is going on, or is it just this big secret that nobody talks about?
I think I only really have my parents, and they're very skeptical as well. So to them, they kind of get it. It's no big surprise. I mean, here in the Midwest, it's the secret that everybody knows, but nobody talks about. Everybody knows. It's the Leonard Cohen song. Everybody knows that ICE are loaded, and it's just time to start talking out about it. It's time to start making life changes about it.
Absolutely. It's time to catalyze the whistleblowers. It's time to unleash that truth telling everywhere. Why bury your head in the sand out there, folks? There's no more need for that. If everybody just told the truth, we could eliminate the corruption, eliminate the fraud, eliminate the suffering, bring back liberty, bring back honesty, honest medicine. Hey, what about free market medicine, you know, so people have a real choice? That's what we need to bring back. Ali, you sound like a very credible whistleblower. I really appreciate you bringing your experience to the show today. We're almost out of time, but any final thoughts before we let you go here today?
Just thank you for letting me talk. I love Alex. I love you. I listen to the show every day. I never call in. I'm a little shy, but I finally heard Blair talking today, and I thought, if there's any day to call, it's today. So I hope that the information has been helpful to you guys, and best of luck, best wishes. God bless you for everything you've done.
Thank you, Ali. And you don't sound shy at all. You sound like you should have been in the InfoWars reporter contest video or something, actually. So you're doing a great job. Thanks for calling in. And everybody out there listening, thank you for watching. We're going to continue, by the way, with just 5 minutes of overdrive today just to finish up some of the news we didn't have a chance to get to. But for everybody else, retransmission begins now. and check out Infowars.com for much more, and Overdrive straight ahead for those online.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.